With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No breakthrough yet in ongoing talks between the White House and congressional Republicans over an infrastructure bill. But Democrat Senator Joe Manchin remains hopeful, saying that both sides have compromised quite a bit so far. And Senator Manchin also explaining why he cannot vote for a Democrat election reform plan.
We're going to basically do an overhaul, an 800-page overhaul of the Voting Rights, or what we call For the People Act. I think there's a lot of great things. I agree in that piece of legislation, but there's an awful lot of things that basically don't pertain directly to voting.
Manchin tells Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace that the plan as currently structured would further divide and separate the country. President Biden will meet in Washington today with NATO's Secretary General. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they'll discuss a number of pressing issues,
including reinforcing transatlantic security in the face of challenges from Russia and China. They will also discuss adapting NATO to address threats like cyber attacks and climate change, while continuing to ensure a more equitable sharing of responsibility among allies.
Items for the agenda of the upcoming NATO summit in Brussels. Also at SRNNews.com, a heat wave settling in over a wide swath of the country, and that includes the Northern Plains, with the mercury approaching the century mark.
Maybe get a day or two of it, but it's been at least two or three days of this, and it looks like they're going to at least have mid to upper 90s through Wednesday across the Dakotas and Minnesota, and that'll be enough to threaten record highs.
David Roth at the National Weather Service, stifling heat also blanketing the Great Plains and the Northeast through midweek. The summer, by the way, officially arrives on the 20th. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 29 points, NASDAQ futures down 51, S&P futures off 5 points. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. An elderly man is dead. This follows a house fire in Arlington Sunday. Jacksonville Fire and Rescue responded to a call late in the afternoon. Investigators say the blaze was started because the man was using his oxygen mask while smoking. The mother of Aiden Fucci, the teenager accused of killing Tristan Bailey, is facing a charge of tampering with evidence, according to an arrest warrant. Security footage from inside the home shows Fucci's mother, Crystal Lane Smith, going into Fucci's room, taking a pair of blue jeans into a bathroom within their house and scrubbing them in the bathroom sink. The arrest warrant stated that those same jeans tested positive for blood. The drain sink also tested positive for blood. Shortly after turning herself in to cops, she was released on $25,000 bond. And the Glynn County, Georgia Police Department says a pizza delivery driver shot a man to death in self-defense on Saturday night. The delivery driver claimed he was being robbed. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Your spring camping headquarters 7 days a week is A Army Navy Depot, San Juan and Blanding. A Army Navy Depot is Jacksonville's only military surplus store with 4,000 square feet of camo clothes, boots like Rothko, original SWAT, Altima and Proper, shorts, tanks and tees, kids clothes, plate carriers and plates and more. Check out the survivor needs, military flags and pins, security, DOC and first responder gear. Gift cards available. A Army Navy Depot, 4721 San Juan Avenue at Blanding.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look. Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The radicalized left, which is the Democrat Party, tried to, quote, kill the king twice and failed.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Nothing super special happening on our roads this morning except for that usual slow traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. As always, you'll add an extra 3 minutes and enjoy your drive because it's looking smooth everywhere else. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, the high 85. Tonight, overcast with a low of 73. Right now, 77 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border, the Washington Post reports President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal does not include funding increases for the Department of Homeland Security. Republicans will be back at the table this week to work on an infrastructure package with the White House. And the Democrats' plan to overhaul state elections with a greater federal role may not happen, as West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin announced he plans to vote against it.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, coming up on 7:05. Good morning. It is Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Anywhere on your drive, if you just stay tuned in, I promise you, it'll be very fast-paced, very highly entertaining, all the way with you to 9 a.m. We say, literally, this is the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. There may be an agreement coming up in the next couple weeks, but of course, it's all going to be derived around what the taxes may include to get an infrastructure passed. The latest from ABC News, Mary Bruce, as the Biden White House makes more concessions.
Some major concessions from President Biden as he tries to get Republicans on board with his infrastructure plan. The president initially asked for $2.3 trillion. Now he's come down to roughly $1 trillion. And for now, he's willing to table his plan to raise corporate taxes from 21 to 28%. Instead, he's asking corporations who pay little to nothing now to pay a minimum of 15%. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's still a non-starter.
On Friday, the latest jobs report, prediction by economists, was supposed to be over 600,000 plus, but jobs of almost 560,000 were created. But some say it was not what needed to be created. In fact, more needed to be created. And many say it fell up short.
559,000 jobs were restored in the month of May. The unemployment rate does go down 0.3% to 5.8%. So we got sort of half of what was expected. Unemployment was supposed to be at 5.9, according to the Bloomberg survey. And it was 6.1 in April. The total change in private payrolls, 492,000. The estimate was for 610. Yeah. So that's even lower than the initial print on that. So you got to say there is a bit of a disappointment in the way the numbers are coming in.
That's Bloomberg's Mike McGee with a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border at a 20-year high. The latest budget by President Biden shows no increase in the Department of Homeland Security.
President Biden released his fiscal year 2022 budget. In all 72 pages, not once does this budget mention border security. That in the budget, it's got $4 billion allocated to Central American countries. There's zero increase in spending for Homeland Security. No increase in defense spending, because when you actually compare it to inflation, 1.6% increase means it's negative defense spending. EPA gets an increase of 22% in the budget. IRS getting $80 billion to hire 86,000 new auditors.
That's from the Fox Business Network, Maria Bartiromo. State budgets are making big comebacks, especially here in the state of Florida. A recent Pew report found that after an initial sharp plunge in tax revenue from the COVID pandemic, and because now taxes have come back, property taxes were never eliminated, people are back spending money, but also combined with the huge swap of federal government money installed in many of these states, they're not hurting for cash.
When you look at state and local budgets, there was a lot of fear last year that they were going to, that these budgets were going to collapse because there was so much strain on their resources for unemployment benefits and Medicaid and things like that. And they depended on sales tax revenues, which were being hit. What happened was they weren't hit as hard as a lot of people expected. Part of that was because they did get a lot of federal aid last year, but it wasn't as bad a crisis as people expected. Some economists say, well, maybe it's going to happen this year instead of next. So
when it comes to the issue of a voting rights bill that would lower the voting age from 18 to 16 and have an overhaul from the feds to the states and also would eliminate voter ID, now the issue about whether or not a voting rights bill will even make it in the U.S. Senate, not anymore. Now, since one West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says he'll go along with Republicans and vote against it.
Senator Joe Manchin said he will vote against a sweeping election reform overhaul bill, putting the fate of the legislation in jeopardy in the evenly split Senate. Manchin, one of the Democratic caucus's most conservative members, zeroed in on the partisan nature of the legislation, which has not attracted any Republican support.
And that is from TheHill.com. How many of y'all ever go to V's Pizza? Kind of an interesting story we're covering this morning. where an owner of a franchise in Georgia put out front on his sign, sadly, due to government handouts, no one wants to work anymore. Now, some local residents are going after the local V's Pizza for this very incident, but the local V's Pizza had nothing to do with this.
A sign posted at a popular pizza restaurant has sparked a heated debate on social media.
Yeah, it accused the unemployed of not searching for work because of government handouts.
Social media users started in on popular restaurant V's Pizza, founded in the San Marco neighborhood in Jacksonville. A sign posted to one of their restaurants said, "Sadly, due to government handouts, no one wants to work anymore. Therefore, we are short-staffed." V's Pizza owner Paul Scott says the message was not approved by any of their corporate owners and was posted by a Georgia franchise of the restaurant.
And this typical, again, it's done by somebody in a different state, but let me take it out on the local owner here as well.
Yeah, it's obviously a controversial issue. We've talked about people staying home.
I don't think it's that controversial.
Well, you're making more money by getting unemployment than you would going back to work. And
is it morally right?
Probably not. Probably not. You know, would everyone do it? Probably.
Roger, can I tell you what I find controversial here?
Okay, go ahead.
Is it you haven't been to a V's Pizza? I got to take you to a V's Pizza.
Take me. I think I may have like once or twice.
Well, how do you know?
I can't recall.
Yeah. All right, Roger, Little Caesars. There's something better than that, the $5 pizza. I'll take
it. Okay.
Seriously, I got to take it. V's is the bomb.
Right.
I got to take it. All right.
All right.
More coming up next. 11 minutes after 7 a.m. We got a lot more news coming up next. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're starting to see some light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett and Lane Avenue. You'll add about 4 extra minutes, but expect it to slow down as the morning goes on. And still looking at that usual slow traffic on JTB, headed towards the beach a little before San Pablo. Add an extra couple minutes there as well, and if you see anything, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, the high 85. Tonight, overcast with a low of 73. Right now, 77 degrees. K-9s for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20-some-odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
K-9s for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
Are all of your teams at work dream teams? Is every employee an A player? If not, Business Results can help you transform any group into a high-performing, winning team. Bring back the excitement and inspire your people to crush their goals so you can focus on running your business. Contact BusinessResultsLLC.com, the only firm in the U.S. that combines the power of the Predictive Index with the insights of Cotill. BusinessResultsLLC.com.
In a world of boutique holidays, I'm looking at you, National Fruitcake Day. Only one is known as the Forgotten Holiday. Summer 2021, Dad is back.
That's right, Father's Day is right around the corner, and this year it's time to reward him for participating in all of your quarantine TikToks. Don't know what he wants? I'll tell you what he wants. Dad wants to lay down some sweet lines in his lawn, fire up the grill, and rest his eyes while watching some golf. But before Dad can lay down those coveted mow stripes, he needs a new Honda lawnmower from Tools for a Time. The all-new Honda HRN will make Dad king of his castle and the envy of the neighborhood. Honda lawnmowers feature Honda's exclusive micro-cut twin blade system for exact cutting and finer clippings. Honda lawnmowers, legendary reliability from the brand you trust. So lace up those white crispy boys and head down to Tools for a Time today to pick up your new Honda in the heart of Mandarin or online at toolsforatime.com.
It's important to love what you do and who you do it for. And that's easy when you work at American Electrical Contracting. They're always looking for new ways to invest in their employees. This year alone, they've increased employee benefits by 25%, doubled their life insurance policy, and added an extra scheduled holiday. Plus, they offer tuition assistance for higher education. American Electrical Contracting focuses on excellence and professionalism. Pursue excellence personally and professionally at American Electrical Contracting. Hiring now. Call 737-7770. Visit American-Electrical.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Travel experts say they believe cruises out of Jacksonville could resume by the end of July. Employment numbers for the month of May saw an increase of 559,000, lower than what economists had predicted. And a Pew report finds many states who took fiscal hits during the COVID pandemic have rebounded to pass record state budgets.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Some major concessions from President Biden as he tries to get Republicans on board with his infrastructure plan. The president initially asked for $2.3 trillion. Now he's come down to roughly $1 trillion. And for now, he's willing to table his plan to raise corporate taxes from 21 to 28%. Instead, he's asking corporations who pay little to nothing now to pay a minimum of 15%. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's still a non-starter.
ABC News' Mary Bruce coming up on 7:17. It is Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. I don't know if anything's going to take place. I know the Republicans can go along with this, but they're not going to go along with the tax increases.
Yeah.
So they've actually jacked up their own side when it comes to spending increases on the Republican side. The White House says they'll drop it. The question is, who's getting shilled out of all of this? I mean, the left, I mean, you talked about human infrastructure, the Green New Deal. Mm-hmm. You start cutting a trillion, does it really still focus on roads, bridges, and airports, or is it still 50% of that? Actually, it's less than 10%, mm-hmm. and more on the, quote, green new energy.
It looks like the Republicans are forcing the Democrats to focus on real infrastructure, at least to a larger degree than the Democrats wanted initially.
Here's the Transportation Secretary. Listen to this clip. Pete Buttigieg says that the wind is at our back. The American people are behind us.
Right now, the American people are with us. The American people want us to act. They believe in the need to invest in not just roads and bridges, but making sure that it's more affordable to be an American, building up our care infrastructure. And the American people are with us in terms of how we want to pay for this, which is by ensuring that corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share. So we think there is a very strong wind at our back.
Okay, there's a problem here. First off, if the American people support you, I think they do support infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Having said it, if the wind's behind your back, then why did you lower your mount? That's the first one. Mm-hmm. And the second one, listen to this part right here, what he just said.
The American people are with us in terms of how we want to pay for this, which is by ensuring that corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share.
Then why are you compromising, not going to 28%, but keeping at 21% then right now?
And there's no way to ensure that as well, because they'll simply take the cost of their goods and service and raise the price, and the middle class ends up paying, quote, the wealthy's fair share.
Remember H.R. 1. This is kind of a scary bill that where the Democrats supported in the House by lowering the voting age from 18 to 16, also would just totally take over the state election laws, especially when it comes to the issue of voter ID. Well, guess what's going to happen now? It may not go anywhere in the U.S. Senate. Democrat from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, says he will vote with the Republicans against this bill.
Senator Joe Manchin said he will vote against a sweeping election reform overhaul bill, putting the fate of the legislation in jeopardy in the evenly split Senate. Manchin, one of the Democratic caucus's most conservative members, zeroed in on the partisan nature of the legislation, which has not attracted any Republican support.
That's from TheHill.com. So before I went to bed last night, you know, I do have some liberal friends on my Facebook, and I wanted to see, when you look at your thread, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of what's going on. So the Democrats are like all ticked off. See, look at the Republicans. By the way, the Dems are going after Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, he's a Republican. And we need to primary him. Look, and I said, and all I said was, because mm-hmm. you know this is going to explode. I said, Congratulations to Joe Manchin. Just like the Constitution says, the states and the voters of the states, if you don't like the law, you don't like the what, then you vote against the current state, the current holders of office in your state. The Constitution says this is given to the states when it comes to voting rights out there. And of course, their response was, well, if the how are they going to be able to vote when the Republicans are not allowing them to vote? I said, really? Who wasn't able to vote for Governor DeSantis based on what?
16-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's who.
That's a good point, Raj. I totally forgot about that one. So anyways, the voter ID. Biden, the president, President Biden, after the major amount of surge increases due to the border control, which there is none. It's the biggest number in the last two decades. Before I get to the clip where the Biden White House isn't going to support any more funding, whether you agree with that or not, listen to the latest numbers over the last few months.
January of this year, 78,000 people were apprehended at the border. Last year in the January, it was 41,000. February, 101,000 apprehended at the border. Last year, 37,000. 173,000 in March. 34,000 last year. We are on the path to having the largest number of apprehensions in more than two decades.
Arnie, that's former Deputy Chief of Staff Carl Rove, Fox News contributor. Okay, so you've got an increase. Now, I love seeing budgets being cut. Okay, there's an argument some could possibly make, but here's the latest from Fox Business Network, Maria Bartiromo. She says, when you look at the IRS, you got EPA, education, and massive amounts of increasing. She says the two areas where the Democrats are going to cut is dealing with border control and Department of Homeland Security, and you guessed the other one, the military.
President Biden released his fiscal year 2022 budget. In all 72 pages, not once does this budget mention border security. That in the budget, it's got $4 billion allocated to Central American countries. There's zero increase in spending for Homeland Security. No increase in defense spending, because when you actually increase, when you actually compare it to inflation, 1.6% increase means it's negative defense spending. EPA gets an increase of 22% in the budget. IRS getting $80 billion to hire 86,000 new auditors.
Now, if you want to spend this, you could actually, I mean, I don't know if there's a cut. It's just the same amount of flat spending, which, okay, I like in many cases. I guess you could say no funding for the police there. I mean, whether you agree with it or not, what I find very interesting is that if you've got more that's coming in, for example, let's say your local government, real quick before we're going to break, let's say that not everybody transitions over to the internet to redo their tag or whatever. More people are coming in. I don't have a problem with an increase of smaller government on a local level if you have to open up more Department of Motor Vehicle offices or tax collector's offices in order to get that need. I have no problem because that creates a demand. I'm just saying, whether you agree with it or not, if more people are coming over, you got more cases going to have to be decided, and you got a less amount of judges out there. You maybe want to increase certain judges, or maybe, I don't know. But also, you would think you would increase Border Patrol to deal with this, and it's kind of flat.
Yeah, have not increased it. Doesn't mean they aren't funded at all, just no extra money.
Yeah, kind of, so depending, yeah, it's in the eye of the beholder as well. Coming up on 7:23, this is Talk Radio WBOB.
More and more people hearing from their friends to tune to WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM every weekday from noon till 3. Rush Limbaugh is now a part of the WBOB lineup, and it's time now for the Rush Update.
Back in the 1990s, Skrull administrators in New York and Los Angeles devised a plan to combat the spread of HIV/AIDS. They decided to give away condoms to junior high and high school students. The idea took off. Soon, school districts all over the country were handing out condoms to teenagers, encouraging them to have sex early and often, as long as it was safe sex, because there was no way we can stop them anyway, they said. Well, it's almost 25 years later now, and we are seeing how it worked out thanks to a study examining the massive condom giveaway. Researchers wanted to know if the free condoms had any effect on teen pregnancy rates. The short answer is yes, it did. The study was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, shows clear evidence that access to condoms in schools leads to an increase in teenage fertility. Bottom line, schools gave teenager condoms and permission to have sex, and teenagers rose to the occasion. They had sex. Now, who could have predicted that? Well, lots of people predicted it. I predicted it. But those who opposed the condom giveaways are ridiculed by liberals for advocating that teens be taught abstinence. That was also back when the president, Bill Clinton, was getting Lewinsky's in the Oval Office. from his intern while claiming that it wasn't really sex. So we learned 25 years later that liberals were wrong again. Of course, they're not going to be held to account for screwing up the country because they never are.
Newt Gingrich, explaining the worst kind of identity theft, a crime that can cost you your home and is not covered by insurance or standard identity theft programs.
Your credit card company found suspicious charges on your card. That's simple identity theft. It's annoying, but they cover it. The crime you really need to worry about is home title theft, because it can cost you your home. The title documents to our homes are online now. The thief simply forges your signature in a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home and he's the new owner. Then he borrows money on your home and leaves you in debt. You won't know until a late payment or eviction notice arrives. That's why I have Home Title Lock. The instant they detect tampering with my home's title, they help shut it down. You need to protect your home's title now.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And enter RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's promo code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's an incredible day to be a driver because of how smooth the roads are looking. No hiccups, so take your time. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, the high 85. Tonight, overcast with a low of 73. Right now, 77 degrees. Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
The latest job reports come in, 559, almost 560,000 jobs. Hey, it's a win for me, man. Any jobs created and that amount? But here's there's a catch here. There was supposed to be 1 million created in April. Another 640 plus thousand to be created in the month of May. So it's 1.6. And really, you've only got half of that created if you combine the 2 months. So some economists and business reports out there are saying that it's disappointing. Here's the clip.
559,000 jobs were restored in the month of May. The unemployment rate does go down 0.3% to 5.8%. So we got sort of half of what was expected. Unemployment was supposed to be at 5.9, according to the Bloomberg survey. And it was 6.1 in April. The total change in private payrolls, 492,000. The estimate was for 610. Yeah. So that's even lower than the initial print on that. So you got to say there is a bit of a disappointment in the way the numbers are coming.
Wait. Who's it? Biden's in the White House, not Trump. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they would. Yeah. This is disappointing if this had been Trump out there. So I guess if you combine the 2 months, 1.6 was supposed to be created. Instead, you only got maybe 800,000. So I guess you could say that is half.
Yeah.
But jobs are coming back, but not to what they believe at the amount it should be. But CNN will give President Biden a pass. I remember if this had been Trump, unexpectedly, unemployment numbers had gone down. Here's a clip.
This number, it's a big number, historically speaking. But it is a miss. It's lower than what economists had expected.
It is lower than the consensus. The consensus reflected a lot of variation in forecasts. So I think nobody really knew what to expect, to be fair. The consensus was something like 670,000.
Yeah, let's be fair. But anyway. All right, coming up next, you're going to start seeing more of this, folks. In California, they are revising their COVID death numbers by saying, well, we put them down. That was part of COVID, but... Mm-hmm. COVID probably really wasn't the reason why they died, COVID.
It was gunshot wound.
Yeah, he got stabbed. Wait till you hear these clips. I'm not making this up. We're going to have a talk about this with next with Dr. Gonzalez. All of this right here. Ed and Roger Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No breakthroughs yet in the ongoing talks between the White House and congressional Republicans over an infrastructure bill. But Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia remains hopeful. He says both sides have compromised quite a bit in a bid to find common ground. President Biden will be meeting later today in Washington with the NATO Secretary General. The White House says he'll discuss a number of pressing issues, items for the agenda of an upcoming NATO summit in Brussels. A heat wave settling in across a wide swath of the country, and that includes the northern plains, with the mercury approaching the century mark. Stifling heat also blanketing the Great Plains and the Northeast through midweek. By the way, summer officially will arrive on the 20th of this month. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 29 points, NASDAQ futures down 23. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. A man died after he was shot Saturday by a Papa John's pizza delivery driver who said the man tried to rob him. Cops say this happened shortly before 11:30 Saturday, the shooting in the area of Cypress Mill Road in Glynn County. Pizza driver saying he acted in self-defense. Cops found the man dead at the scene. An elderly man has died after a fire broke out at his house. The man transported to a hospital where he died at the scene. The investigation revealed that the fire started because he had lit a cigarette at the same time he was using his oxygen mask. The mother of the teenager accused of killing Tristan Bailey last month tried to wash blood off his jeans hours after the 13-year-old St. John's girl was stabbed to death. Crystal Lane Smith booked into the St. John's County Jail on Saturday on a charge of tampering with evidence, which is a third-degree felony in the state. The jail shows she was released on $25,000 bond. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
It's an incredible day to be a driver because of how smooth the roads are looking. No hiccups, so take your time. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, the high 85. Tonight, overcast with a low of 73. Right now, 77 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Republicans will be back at the table this week to work on an infrastructure package with the White House. Democrats plan to overhaul state elections with greater federal roles. May not happen, as West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin announced he plans to vote against it. And with the surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border, the Washington Post reports President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal does not include funding increases for the Department of Homeland Security.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Dr. Julio Gonzalez, former state rep, medical doctor, MD, down in the southwest part of the state in Florida, comes. He's a contributor to this radio show. He's the author of, by the way, several books out there, but also the one that I like, The Case for Free Market Healthcare, is on our Newsmaker line. Hey, can I ask you a quick question? You don't have to tell this story. He was telling me this off the air, and usually I would ask you permission, so if you don't want to tell it, throw it back at me, because I asked him, I said, hey, because, you know, usually, Roger, we have to get him on the right day because he's performing surgeries and things like that.
Right.
And I said, he goes, well, hey, I'm on vacation. I go, well, where were you going? Tell that story where you were, if I can ask you. You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I'd love to tell you. So, you know, we were thinking about going to the Bahamas, finally getting out of here, going to, I think, the Atlantis, and everything was all set, and we were looking at the stuff, and they said, you have to wear your mask outdoors. You have to wear your mask even outdoors, except when you go to the beach or you're in the pool. I'm like, okay. Well, we could do that. And then we're looking at... We're looking into it a little bit more and whatever, and then they said, no, it really is mandatory. You really got to wear your mask. And then lo and behold, we find out that there's a $250 fine for not wearing your mask.
Wow.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
Was that by Bahamas?
By the Bahamas, yeah. They're punishing. Well, first of all, you have to get a health visa, which is kind of an interesting story, an interesting twist there, because in order to get in there, you have to put in your passport, whatever, and then you have to pay $40 in case you need to be treated for COVID or in case you need to be evacuated. I was like, wow, that's
pretty innovative. Hold on. I'm not to interrupt. A health visa?
A health visa. The government is requiring. Okay. The government of the Bahamas is requiring you to pay $40 for
like
a health
passport.
Visa. You put it when you're filling out your documents online, you put in your passport number, and then it asks you for information about COVID and whether you've been vaccinated, and then it requires that you put in a $40 fee. And it's a health insurance. It's a health insurance, right? Just in case you get COVID. And you're sitting there going, okay, well, you know, that's reasonable. They're a highly touristic country. They want it, whatever. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, and by the way, $250 potential fine for being caught without your mask. And I'm sitting there going, okay, well, what due process rights do I have in the Bahamas? I have no idea. And I'm just not going to put myself in that situation. So we decided to hang out at Sunny Siesta Key.
Which is even nicer. By the way, when he said a health visa, I went, wait, is this for like my health care? Give me a visa card? All right, I had to rethink about that.
The Bahamas economy relies on tourism. They're really shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
You know, it's only, I would imagine this is a very temporary thing, but it's a little over the top.
So he stayed at Siesta Key in what, Sarasota? I've been there. That's not a bad place to hang out.
I'm going
to
miss the Bahamas.
Listen, you know, I'm going to pour a hose on one of the slides on my local park, and I'm going to slide down the damn slide.
All right. So let me play for you. There's a story from California. You had mentioned, we're starting to see this, kind of interesting. We didn't see this. And this, by the way, you had brought this up even last year in the discussion about, okay, did you die with COVID or was it from COVID? In California, one of the counties, Alameda, I guess, A-L-A-M-E-D-A, County Public Health, said that some of the deaths were not caused by COVID, even though they were technically infected with COVID. California County deaths, they're reducing it. They say that in the previous deaths of anybody infected with the virus, they counted it because guess why? You get more money. Whether it was directed or the contributing cause, now they say that the county previously included the deaths, but now they're saying that, okay, wait a second, Dr. Gonzalez, they may have had it, but they didn't really die from that. So what happens? You're not getting any more money, so now they can reduce the numbers. This is the big interesting debate. We had talked about this last year. Did you die with COVID? Did you die from COVID? Because amazing, you know, you could have died from diabetes, overweight, blood pressure, high blood pressure. But if you had a little bit of COVID, it was because of COVID the reason why you died.
As you guys, I'm sorry, I didn't know if you were going to play a clip. As you guys were going into the break, I remember Rogers. It was really funny. He said something about a COVID-infected bullet.
Yeah.
Which is really the cause of death. It's insane. Yeah. I've been expecting this. And what I told you is that our discipline in reporting has gone out the window. There is no discipline. It's completely tainted not only by financial interest, but by political interests as well. As we're seeing, this whole thing is tainted by political interests. Of course, you're now seeing the media all of a sudden thinking that, oh, maybe it could have been produced at a lab in Wuhan, whereas when Trump even suggested the thing, he was a darn racist. There's no way that a scientist could make any heads or tails out of the information they're putting out there.
Yeah, here was Dr. Rochelle Lewinsky being asked by CNN about, wait a second, how many people have died after the vaccine that have died from COVID? She says, well, they didn't really, even though they had COVID, they didn't die from COVID. Here's a clip.
Are you aware of any fully vaccinated individual who has died of COVID-19?
We do keep a track of this on our website. We are asking hospitals and healthcare facilities to send us cases of what we're calling breakthrough infections. They occur. They are rare. We are aware of 223 that are among the 115 million people that had been vaccinated. So not all of those 223 cases who had COVID actually died of COVID. They may have had mild disease but died, for example, of a heart attack.
Oh,
some major concessions from President Biden.
Go ahead, Dr. G.
What? Breakthrough? Let's see. Breakthrough. This woman is either lying or she's purposely trying to misrepresent, because we know that there are going to be breakthrough cases. There's no question. And we know the amount. the amount of breakthrough cases are going to be about 5% for Moderna, about 6% for whatever, the Pfizer, and J&J has like a 15%. This is not rare. This is not a surprise. Of course, what they're doing, though, is, again, we get the politics infiltrating in. She's trying to call it rare, and all of a sudden they're encouraging everybody to undercount the breakthrough cases so that they look good politically. This is not a scientific system.
Here was the Health and Human Services Secretary, Xavier Becerra, says that vaccines, that the people that are on a vaccine, they are a danger. Listen to this.
Absolutely. The message is clear. You're vaccinated. Guess what? You get to return to a more normal lifestyle. If you're not vaccinated, you're still a danger. You're still in danger as well. So get vaccinated.
Yeah, you're still a danger here. That's what he says.
I thought the danger was the virus.
Well, yeah.
I thought the danger was the virus. I mean, why are we calling certain people dangerous and not dangerous? The danger is the virus. And there are decisions to be made about being vaccinated with a product that only has an emergency use authorization. This is outlandish. By the way, Becerra has no background in healthcare yet. They made him HHS.
Yeah. That isn't that the most with government officials out there as well. Are we, for example, I'm reading all sorts of studies now by credible groups that, you know, you could develop the antibodies like me who have had it. My symptoms were minor. But I'm not saying this to brag. It's because I go to the gym every day. I have to for my health. I try to do much better. And so, you know, you can develop the antibodies for so long. Is it just inevitable that everybody's going to be shamed to get a vaccine or not?
Not if I can help it.
But you got the vaccine, right?
I had the vaccine, but it wasn't a shamed thing. I had a vaccine I had to make a planned decision as a healthcare provider, and knowing the type of people that I would get in contact with, knowing the vulnerability of a hospital, I made a concerted decision, well thought out, I think, after the vaccine had been distributed for a while, seeing how it was acting, and I said, you know, it's the right decision for me. But that doesn't translate to me telling everybody that everybody should get vaccinated. As a matter of fact, I think people in their 20s should probably not get vaccinated. I think 12 to 15 years, it's almost like a crime to be forcing these kids to get vaccinated.
Real quick,
it's insane.
I got about a minute left. This story goes back and forth. I thought it was just a little hype story, but COVID, you know, vaccine passports now about whether or not employees can be mandated. Where do you think this story goes? It's going to go in front of the courts, is it not? What do you think?
It'll go in front of the courts to a certain extent. The court will make, well, the court is going to make a decision one way or the other. They'll probably uphold things on airports and flights and
wow,
those kinds of situations. But they probably will not uphold the ability to restrict interacting in society, say at your neighborhood grocery or something like that, based on, at least I hope not. And by the way, the other travel restrictions, traveling from state to state, which is the one that I think that there's a lot of constitutional ground to resist. If you don't want to travel through with an airplane, but you go from one state to the next, can the other state, you know, say in your car, can the other state restrict your travel? I think that's unconstitutional.
All right. Dr. Julio Gonzalez here on our Newsmaker line, the author of the book, The Case for Free Market Healthcare. Good to have you on.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right. More coming up next with Ed Dean and Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on the Buckman Bridge headed towards Mandarin. You'll add about 2 or 3 extra minutes, and other than that, looking pretty clear. So take your time. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, the high 85. Tonight, overcast with the low of 73. Right now, 77 degrees.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You know, we've been in business here in Florida since 1928. And if you asked what's been the most important part of our history and what will be the most important part of Underwood's future, the answer's the same thing for both. Our honesty and integrity. Our founder, H.F. Underwood, had a favorite saying, "Know the truth and tell the truth." That's why we're the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in Florida, because we know that you have to have the knowledge about gemstones before you can tell the truth about gemstones. As a result, we've continued educating our staff through the Gemological Institute of America and the American Gem Society. In fact, today, Underwoods has the largest American Gem Society credentialed staff of professionals east of the Mississippi River. So come by and see why we're looking forward to the future and let one of our credentialed professionals take care of you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
A lot has changed over this past year, including your job. Maybe you're looking for a new career path, one where you can reach your full potential and love going to work every day. You're in luck. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is hiring field service technicians to specialize in gate access systems and video surveillance equipment. You'll provide post-sale support and quality customer service in installation, repairs, and maintenance. You'll be the face of the company to their statewide customer base, so travel is required. Prior electrical and general maintenance is preferred, but get this, if you're a hard worker and eager learner in this industry excites you, apply now and they'll train. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is hiring full-time now, provides great benefits, and is hoping to meet someone just like you. Don't wait. Whether you're a recent high school grad or just ready for a new career path post-COVID, they want to talk to you. Apply at sunbeltsys.com right now. Click on careers. sunbeltsys.com.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Employment numbers for the month of May saw an increase of 559,000, lower than what economists had predicted. A Prue report finds many states who took fiscal hits during the pandemic have rebounded to pass record state budgets. And travel experts say they believe cruises out of Jacksonville could resume by the end of July.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Yeah, every time I got Dr. Gonzalez come on, I want to wipe everything down here if they're talking about COVID. Coming up on 747, an interesting story that's been getting some interesting publicity. I couldn't wait to cover this. But how many of y'all been to V's Pizza? This is kind of an interesting story this morning. Where a Georgia franchise owner, now for all that, this is typical MO of the left. They get offended about everything. They do everything based on emotion, not based on facts. And if you don't agree with you, you're just a racist, right? So a Georgia franchise owner of V's Pizza. I've been to V's on the beach and at San Marcos. Very good food. So the owner of the one in Georgia put out in front of his, I guess in his sign in the window said, quote, "Sadly, due to government handouts, no one wants to work anymore. Therefore, we are short-staffed. Please be patient with the staff that choose to come in and work, and remember to tip your server." Well, evidently, everybody's been going after the V's Pizza in Jacksonville, where this wasn't done. Mm-hmm. Here's the latest from News 4 Jax.
A sign posted at a popular pizza restaurant has sparked a heated debate on social media.
Yeah, it accused the unemployed of not searching for work because of government handouts.
Social media users started in on popular restaurant V's Pizza, founded in the San Marco neighborhood in Jacksonville. A sign posted to one of their restaurants said, "Sadly, due to government handouts, no one wants to work anymore. Therefore, we are short-staffed." V's Pizza owner Paul Scott says the message was not approved by any of their corporate owners and was posted by a Georgia franchise of the restaurant.
Okay, so Paul Scott, the franchise owner of V's Pizza, said this.
In that sign and the wording of that sign, there's so much wrong with it. But the one truth of the sign is everyone is having a hard time hiring because the reality is what we can pay our staff, you know, typically one of our staff members makes $14, $15 an hour. If a person is sitting home and they have children, that they've got to put in daycare, and they're able to get almost as much money staying at home with and keeping their kids versus paying daycare, nobody blames a person for making a smart decision for what's best for their family.
Ah, smart versus what is right. Interesting. Sometimes it's smart, not right, to half rear end something or even cheat. He cheated the system, right? It was smart for them to do that, right? Technically, you think it was, but it wasn't right now, was it?
Well, what's the definition of cheat? Is it doing something illegal or finding a loophole that your, you know, high-paid attorney found for you?
True. But if you could go to work, are you not cheating the system by staying at home? Because Roger and I were having this discussion. I understand where you're
coming from. You probably are because, you know, at least the spirit of the law with respect to unemployment compensation, I mean, these are people who can't find a job. And these people do have job opportunities. They just choose not to take them. So, yeah. It's probably cheating the system.
But several emails coming in this morning agreeing with they see the 50-50, you know, what you've said and what I've said. Because the question I was asking on Facebook, and I'm asking some of you this morning, if you're a business owner, part of the hiring process, I'm not going to ask you what it is. I'm just kind of curious. If knowing today's hiring climate, you're going to need people. If you would you consider or would you hire somebody who you found out just milked the system, could have come back to work, but decided to let the benefits run out? Would you hire that individual? Several people have emailed me at WBOB.com saying no way, because the same people that milked the system would also milk the system for family leave, sick pay.
Okay.
But a lot of people said that, hey, I also agree with Roger. Hey, the government creates this.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, Ed, you got to admit, whether you agree with it or not, some of them are saying Roger's exactly correct. It's brilliant of them to take advantage of the situation.
Understanding that it's temporary. Now, you and I couldn't do that because,
right.
You know,
I have pride.
Okay, it's Pride Month.
In the name of love.
It's Pride,
all right, but anyway,
it's Pride Month.
Some of you catch that, you too.
But the point of it is that we've got very, you know, specialized type careers. We don't show up for half a year. Guess what?
Yeah.
It's going to somebody else.
That's right.
You know, to be frank with you,
Roger,
handing out pizza is probably not a very difficult job to get.
If you and I were not doing morning talk radio, do you know how many lives people just be going to work, just doom and gloom, going, man, I just don't feel good. I'm nauseated. I don't have anything to make my morning. I get that. Trust me.
Yeah, I get
that. So anyway.
So we understand.
But here is what Anna Escamani, she's a very, I've covered her for the last several years. She's a very liberal Florida representative. She's a Democrat out of Orlando. Listen to the excuses she makes for people out there for them not to get a job. This is kind of brilliant what she says. It kind of may sell here.
Many of the folks that we have right now who are still on unemployment and who are very scared of losing these federal $300 benefits include mothers. It includes our seniors. It includes our veterans, folks who cannot work a typical 9-to-5 job, folks who cannot be on their feet all day.
Okay, well, wait a second. Then what were they doing before? That's my question.
I believe that they were, you know, scrimping and scraping, robbing Peter to pay Paul, trying to make ends meet one way or the other, and maybe hoping that the baby's kid will kick in his child support that he's behind on.
Mm. Roger just assumes everybody is doing that. I don't.
A lot of them.
I don't assume a lot of them are doing that.
Okay.
But the question is how were they paying before? Well, they were, first off,
I don't think they were living the high life, you know.
Like they are now, right?
Waiting tables.
But
you know what? Some people who wait tables make very good six figures, depending on the restaurant.
But here's the point. If I had to go out and get a job, I'd wait tables.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine me and you waiting tables right now, how much money we'd make? People just come and just see us. Or not. Actually, people come and see us and not tip us because you'd get lousy service. Anyway, I'm just joking. Can we put a tip jar outside the studios here, by the way? But anyway, so what I'm getting... Here's a quarter here.
Would you like to have Ed's Cash App account number anyway?
The homeless people actually would make more money. I joke around. But having said this, how are these people making it before? It's a lousy, lazy excuse that she makes for veterans and moms. Folks, how many people do you know working on their feet 9-to-5? If they want to, veterans and moms, I know a lot of them working part-time.
Yeah.
What's this 9-to-5 business out there? Listen, you go out and get a job until you find something that's better. It's like the college grads. College grads say, hey, I got a degree in business, but I may have to go do something else before I get that job.
Yeah.
That's the way always is.
Be very careful about being comfortable where you are when you can do better. That's another thing you want to consider.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a degree in business administration, you're, you know, half of an MBA, but you're taking a temporary job, don't get too comfortable with it because you're short-selling your future.
Yeah, but wait a second. It's the reality world. Passion is one thing,
mm-hmm.
but passion doesn't always put money in your back pocket. Following your passion is one thing, but making that coin making that coin is something else. So I agree with you halfway on that. But I mean, here we go. We're going to be making excuses. So the question is, would you knowingly consider or hire somebody who milked the system? Would you hire them to come work for your company?
And try to find a rich guy equivalent of that as well, because they're people who maybe have the higher end of income, you know, resources. Not necessarily. Maybe they inherited it, or
then they guess they're not getting unemployment now, are they? You know, especially they inherited.
Or maybe they get a government grant or corporate welfare, or whatever it may be.
I don't know. I think you're mixing apples and oranges, but that's okay. It's still a good discussion.
They're still not going to work every day.
Well, how do you know? Well, you just told me it was the people down by that got to go pay for childcare.
There are a lot of people who are in the high income earners who don't necessarily have to work for it per se. You know,
then how do they get their money?
They passive income. They get their dividend.
Then
checks.
I guess they're not getting unemployment checks, then, are they?
No.
Okay. So anyway, Roger, we got to make sure they pay their fair share, right? All right. More coming up next. 7:55 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with some of that slow traffic on the Buckman Bridge headed towards Mandarin. You'll add an extra 3 or 4 minutes. And as always, slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett and Lane Avenue. You'll add about 5 minutes there. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, the high 85. Tonight, overcast with a low of 73. Right now, 77 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. J.P. Morgan Chase freezing out pro-Trump congressmen. And those big puffy Croc shoes are back. Those stories next.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
One of America's largest banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, now flexing its political muscle, declaring it will not give contributions to any members of Congress who voted to overturn results of the 2020 presidential race. In some circular logic, Chase calls its political action committee, quote, an important tool for engaging in the legislative process, end quote, while at the same time punishing a free and open exchange by members of Congress. Crocs, the big puffy footwear with the Swiss cheese holes in them, are a hot item again. Crocs first hit America 20 years ago and became an overnight sensation, and then went nearly bankrupt in the Great Recession, losing $185 million in 2008 alone. The pandemic then led to their return, and Crocs sales rose 60% in the last quarter. Please join me three times each weekday for my updates from the Salem Radio Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
All right, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, more when it comes to the issue. The Democrats say, hey, we got the wind at our back for an infrastructure package, but the president isn't really on board with the tax increases, at least some of them. We'll explain more about that on the other side right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.